This chazor is a chenesh b'chach ha'shagav Yehuda mesech this zvachim daf nun beis. The Gemara had quoted a brayse that discussed the need for three psukim that say el yosoid mizbach ha'oilo. So regarding the third mention of the pasuk, the brayse said, Rabbi Shmuel said, we wouldn't need this pasuk to teach where on the mizbech the blood of an oil is applied because we would know this from a kal v'chomer. If the shirayim, the leftover blood, which does not bring a kapara, has to be poured on the base's roof, meaning the top of the atzam is bech on the top of the yisoid, then the actual matnas dam, which bring a kapara, surely have to be done over there. Rabbi Akiva said the kal v'chomer is different. He says if the leftover blood that does not bring a kapara and is not brought for purposes of a kapara, and yet it needs to be poured on the roof of the yisoid, then the blood applications, meaning the matnas dam of an oila, which bring a kapara and are brought for purposes of a kapara, must certainly be applied over there as well. Now, according to both of them, if we have a kal v'chomer, why do we need the pasuk of El Yisoy Mizbach Ha'Oila? The Marek says it's to teach that all karbonos that are brought on the Atam Mizbech have to have their shirayim, the leftover blood, poured onto the Yisoid. From what's the difference between the view of Rabbi Shmuel and the view of Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Rahava said the difference is whether the pouring of the shirayim is actually essential, zma'akiv, because it certainly wouldn't prevent the kapar from taking place, but possibly it has to be done to complete the avoid. Rabbi Shmuel holds it is essential. Rabbi Akiva says it's not. This is another territory, Papa said. Everyone agrees it's not essential. Machlekes would be whether the blood of a chatas bird that has to be squeezed from the bird onto the base, this is done after the blood of the bird is thrown onto the bech, is that squeezing onto the yisoid, is that essential? Rabbi Shmuel says that it is. Rabbi Akiva says that it's not. There's a brayse that says like a papa. The brayse brings Rabbi Shmuel's drasha of psukim and of a kal v'chomer as well, and which shows that he holds that the pouring of the leftover blood of even chatois that are brought on the inner mizbeach are not essential. Does Rabbi Shmuel really hold that the squeezing of the remaining blood of a chatois bird on the mizbeach is essential? It was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel that the pasuk of v'hanisha b'adam yimotze teaches that if there is remaining blood that should be squeezed out, it suggests that it's not essential. If there's none, there's no big deal. Don't do it. And for tomorrow, the two conflicting brises definitely reflect the opinions of two different tanoim regarding what Rabbi Shmuel actually held. Zakmar Vaiter. Rabbi Mechama said, we find the view of a Tana of a Braisa who holds that the pouring of the leftover blood is an essential avoida. The Braisa says, the word oisa regarding a chatas teaches that if the blood of a chatas, which must be offered on top of the mezbeach, was instead offered below the half point of the mezbeach, below the chodasikra, the chatas is not allowed to be eaten. The Braisa then discusses why a pasuk is necessary to teach this. We would seem to be able to learn this based on logic. As part of this discussion, the Braisa says that the blood of a chatas offered on the inside mezbeach is different than an outside mezbeach, than one brought off the outside mezbeach. Why? In that the matnas dam on the inside mezbeach do not complete the avoid for that carbon. Rabbi Bechami asked, what does this mean? He said it means that the avoid is not complete without the shirayim being poured onto the yesoid of the outside mezbeach. We see that this Tana holds that this is essential. Rabbi said that's not what's meant by the Braisa. Rather, the Braisa means that the avoid is not complete without the blood also being thrown towards the pareches. However, it may be that pouring onto the yesoid of the mezbeach is not essential. Zakmar Vaiter. A Braisa says the pasuk regarding the Yom Kippur carbon says v'chilo mikaper. Rabbi Yehuda says this teaches that if the Kohen Gadol did the Zrika, the Avodah is considered to be complete. But if he did not do that, the Avodah is not complete. Rabbi Nechemiah said to him, why don't you instead darshan the words as they are written, which would teach that if he did all the Avodahs, he has achieved Kapara. If he did not do all the Avodahs, but instead left out even one Matnas Dam, then he did not achieve a Kapara. What's the point of machlokes between them? One says that they don't argue in halacha, rather argue it has to dash in the pasuk. The other says that they argue as to whether the pouring of the leftover blood is essential. Mar said we can prove that Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that that there is a view that the pouring of the leftover blood is essential because we find that he discusses that according to the view that the pouring is takei ma'akiv, if the blood spilled before the pouring was done, another animal would have to be brought. The Gemara says it's not a proof. We similarly find that Rabbi Yochanan also discusses a Tana who holds this view. Therefore, there's no proof whether it was Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shimon Levi who says that the machlokes in this braisa is based on whether the pouring of leftover blood is essential.